Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale Podcast. I'm your host Anuj and I'm back with some fresh new two-wheeler related content for you people. So it was just a week back that all of us at Bike Wale went for a long ride. And by long ride, I mean we rode for about 700 kilometers in a day from Mumbai to Goa. Yes, I know that's quite a common destination for people of Mumbai. But the main purpose of this ride was to unwind from the daily grind and just chill for 2 days. So in terms of destination and distance, Goa seemed to be the best bet. Well, having said that, there were a few things I noticed on this team ride that were crucial to be taken care of for the ride to be a pleasant one. If you ride solo, you have a lot of freedom, obviously. Well, it has its own challenges as well, which we have discussed in the 11th episode of our podcast. But when it comes to group rides, you can't just blindly ride however you want. There are certain unspoken protocols you must know for your own and everyone else's safety on a group ride. So these points are not something complicated or let's say rocket science, and you can easily remember them. So here are 5 things you should remember while being on a group ride. So the first most important thing is to start as early in the day as possible. Now, this has multiple benefits. The first is that you can dodge the traffic of your city or town, which is much lesser or close to none early in the morning. And by early in the morning, I mean you should start at around 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And if that happens, you can reach the main highway or the main road quicker and the rest of the ride goes on smoothly. And this gives you a room to take more breaks later on in the day. Suppose there are multiple scenic destinations on the way of your ride. So when you start early, you can have ample time in your hand, even if you stop to enjoy the scenery. For me personally, one of the benefits of starting my ride early in the morning is that I can enjoy the nice exhaust note of my bike without any disturbance of other surrounding noises. The next thing you should do is to avoid overspeeding. And by overspeeding, I don't mean breaking the speed limits of a particular road. But you must always ride at a pace you and your motorcycle are comfortable. So on this Goa ride, I was riding the Classic 350. It is comfortable cruising at speeds of between 80 to 100 kmph. But whenever I was riding at a pace faster than 100, and yes, it goes beyond 100 kmph now, the new motorcycle that is based on the J platform. So whenever I was riding faster than 100 kmph of speed, I noticed that the engine was getting strained, which was giving me a feeling of fatigue, you know. Then at that pace, I had to brake too hard, which was another added effort and contributors to the fatigue. So every bike is meant to be ridden at a certain maximum speed. It can go beyond that, obviously, no doubt about that, but it gets taxing for the bike and for you also as a rider. And apart from that, if you personally aren't experienced enough to handle a certain speed, or you are not used to it, or you don't actually know how to slow down from that speed, then you must stay at your own comfortable pace. That is very important. This will help you in lasting longer on the saddle and not being too tired too soon on the ride. The next thing is very minor and people easily tend to ignore this, but it goes a long way in keeping you and your fellow riders safe. You must always avoid riding right behind the person ahead. You should either be on the left or on the right side. What I mean to say is that the wheels of your bike and the one ahead of you shouldn't be in the same longitudinal axis of the road. This will have 2 main benefits. First, the rider ahead will always be aware of your position by looking at you in the rearview mirror. And the second big benefit will be that if the person happens to do panic braking or brakes in an emergency, you won't bump into the back of his bike and you'll be able to easily swerve away and keep yourself safe. The fourth important point is to wait for other riders to catch up. Now, the whole point of riding in a group is to have companions, right? People who will be with you when you really need them. But the whole purpose of a group ride gets destroyed if all the fast bikes are miles ahead, leaving the slower riders on their own behind. And in that case, if the faster or the slower rider gets into any kind of trouble, their closed buddies won't be available for the help at the right time. Therefore, even if you get carried away, even if you're riding way ahead of the pack, and when you have not been seeing your buddies in the rearview mirror for a long time, just stop. Stop for some water, for a quick snack, until they catch up. That makes a lot of sense. Now, the last and fifth point is about being prepared. Now, being prepared in a day in advance. Being sure that everything is in place one day before the ride. It might be your saddlebags, your puncture kit, tire pressure gauge, all the electronic items like your phone is charged, your earphone is charged, or whatever you may be carrying, or any kind of preparation that needs to be done for the ride. You see, it's very important to avoid making the whole pack run late just because of your silly irresponsibilities. You can't show up at the meeting place in the morning and remember, oh, you forgot to lube the chain. Oh, your tire pressure is not up to optimum level, or your fuel is not topped up. Now, these things will not only waste your and your whole group's time, but will also lower, down the riding spirit that should be extremely high on the first day, first morning of the ride. These were the five important tips I had to give you. Going by my last group ride experience with a bike wallet team, I hope you take care of these points and have a wonderful ride with your buddies. If you agree or disagree with me, or you have any kind of suggestion, do write into us at podcast@bikewallet.com. You should also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We also have a lot of interesting content on YouTube. We have a lot of video reviews of different kind of two-wheelers and a lot of informative content as well. So go check it out, subscribe to our channel, share our videos, and you know the stuff. This is your host Anuj. I'm signing off for this week.